Section 3, numbers 12 to 16. You will hear a recorded message from a local government department. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the recording.
Hello. You have reached the offices of Surrey County Council. This is a recorded message for the residents of East and West Surrey regarding changes in waste collection. Please make a note of these changes. The day for rubbish collection in your area has now changed from every Tuesday or Wednesday to Thursday for all residents. We hope this will not unduly inconvenience anyone. Please note that we are also extending our recycling operation in line with our objective of recycling 80% of Surrey's waste by 2015. This means that we will now be collecting recyclable waste every Monday instead of every other Monday. In addition to paper, glass, tins and green compost, which we already collect and process, we can now recycle plastic bottles. We're hoping to offer a monthly collection of old clothes and other textiles in September. If you have any queries regarding these changes, then you can phone the helpline on 065 241 12.
Numbers 17 to 21. You will hear an interview on a radio science program about a new racing car. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the conversation.
On Science Today, we've got Mark Waters with some news about a very unusual racing car. Mark?
Yes, Fee, indeed. It's the brainchild of Steve Lambert, who, together with his team from Warwick University, has made a car completely from renewable sources.
Really? That's amazing. What does it run on?
You might find this hard to believe, but... chocolate.
No.
Yes, it's true. And the actual body of the car itself is composed of potatoes and carrots. It's a high-performance eco-car, which at just 600 kilos makes it much, much lighter than other Formula 3-type vehicles.
Quite incredible. So, does it actually reach 60 miles per hour?
60? You are joking, I hope. This car can reach 125 miles per hour on the straight. No, it's fast, believe me.
Wow, that's impressive. So, what's the thinking behind it, Mark?
Well, they wanted to make an entirely environmentally friendly car, one that was compostable, non-polluting, and all-round good news, ecologically speaking.
Can't wait to see it in action.
That is the end of the listening section of the test. Now go on to the other sections of the test.